Davidson. I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from here, Water of Life Church in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. If you will turn with me to John 1, we're going to take a quick look. I want to go back in on this again. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Like I've been saying, there were two gods. There was the Father, and there was the Word. They were both gods. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. How could he do that? He was a God. He could create. It said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. But there was a change. And if you go down to verse 14, it says, and the Word that was God and was with God. It says, and the Word was made flesh. Was made flesh. Why would a God leave being a God and come down and be flesh, become a man? If you and we've talked about in Philippians 2, it says that though he was not, well, let's go there real quick. I wasn't planning on going there, but we need to go there.
Amen. Oh, my God.
Right. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This was Christ Jesus. This was the God that became a man. And he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. In other words, he emptied himself. If you study those words out, they mean to empty himself. The NIV says he became nothing. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Why? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. I want us to take a look real quick at why Jesus had to become a man. Why he had to become a man. He was a God. In fact, he didn't have to come down here. He had it made, folks. He didn't come down here for himself. He came down here for us. He had it made. He was a God. He had never born and he was never going to die. He always existed. But he left all that and became a man. Why? Because you can't kill God. You can't kill a God. And a God cannot carry sin. A God cannot die. And a God cannot carry sin. He can't have sin in him. Why? Because he's God. Take a look at, let's go to Hebrews 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus. We see Jesus, who was a God, but he became a man, who was made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death. For the suffering of death. He became a man so he could die. He left all his godly ability so he could die. He became mortal like us. He says he was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
Amen.
He left being a God and existing forever to die. To die. If you go down to verse 14, it explains it some more. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took likewise of the same. He was a God. He existed forever, but he humbled himself and he became like us. He became mortal. It says, likewise took part of the same that through death, so that he could die, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus and the Father. John 3:16, we've quoted since we were knee high. It says, for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. His only begotten son was a God. And Jesus came and became a man like us so he could die. But he also had to become a man like us because he had to carry our sin. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And you know what? All of us, we're going to die. All of us were going to die. We were going to die two deaths. We were going to die a physical death, and we were going to die a spiritual death. Eternity away from God. Eternity on the other, away from heaven. But Jesus became a man so he could carry sin. I'll show you that. Turn to Habakkuk 1:13 for me.
Amen.
Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil. He couldn't even get close to evil. The Father can't even get close to evil. It says, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on iniquity.
Amen.
He can't even look at it. Well, how is somebody going to pay for our sins if he can't even look at sin and he's got to carry it?
Amen.
Go with me to Exodus 33. I want to show you some interesting verses. And this is through Exodus and Numbers. But 33 verse 3, he's going to bring them into a land flowing with milk and honey. And he said, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Do you hear what God's saying here? He said, I can't go in the middle of you. I can't go right with you. Why? Because you're a stiff-necked people. And if I go with you, I'll consume you.
Amen.
He'll consume them. Why? Because he's God and he can't get close to sin. He can't even get close to it. If he would have gone with those Hebrews, if he'd have come down like we wanted him to, they'd have been consumed.
Amen.
Look at verse 4. And when the people heard the evil tidings, they mourned, and no man put on his ornaments. For the Lord said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I'll come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Consume thee. Jesus, we had to have somebody carry sin. If the Father would have come down without Jesus dying, we'd all been consumed. It says
Amen.
That in Lamentations. We'd all been consumed. He needed somebody to go that could carry sin. So who did he send? Go with me to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 21. For he hath made Jesus, Father, the Father has made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin. The Father made Jesus to be sin for us. For us.
Amen.
Go with me to Isaiah 53. We were just there. And I'm going to go back to verse 10. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased God to do this to Jesus. It pleased God that Jesus became a man so Jesus could die. It pleased God that Jesus became a man so he could take your sin. Not just the next guy's sin, your sin.
Amen.
Jesus took your sin. He that knew no sin, because he was a God, became sin, became our sin, that we might be the righteousness of God. It says he has put him to grief. He made Jesus sick. And look at this next phrase. When thou, the Father, shall make Jesus' soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days,
Amen.
And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He made Jesus' soul an offering, and he shall see the travail of that soul with your sin in it, travailing. The Father saw the man, Jesus, bearing your sin in travail. And when he saw that man with that travail, with your sin, what we've done, he saw the travail of that man bearing your sin. He was satisfied. He
Amen.
Was satisfied. And he raised Jesus from the dead. And when he did, he forgave you. And you know how to partake of it? You call on the name of Jesus. There is no other man that bore your sin. There is no other man that died for you. And there is no other man that you can go to and no other name by which you must be saved.
Amen.
So say with me the name of the man that died for you. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.